prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. And we've got a good show for you today. I've got quite a celebrity coming on the show today who's worked with a lot of Olympic athletes. We're going to be talking to him about strategies for building strength, endurance, and so on and so forth. I want to get something out of the way first before we get started with the show. I've gotten lots of emails about the Agnes Van de Planet's interview, both positive and negative, decrying some of the things that we talked about, and I just want to go on the record and say that I personally do believe that STDs can be spread through human contact. I don't believe that you have to be injected with herpes virus in order to catch it from another person. I know that Van de Planet said that he believed that that was the only way that you can get a virus, and so. You know, I always give the guests the opportunity to discuss their opinions. I let you out there make your decisions and choices. I'm not an attack radio host. But I just, you know, I got a lot of emails from people, and I just want to put that out there that, yes, I do agree with many of you that you can catch herpes from another person. It doesn't have to be injected in you. That is my personal opinion, and that's where I stand with that. So, okay, now on with the show. Anyway, my guest today is a gentleman named John Schaefer. He was actually introduced to me by a friend of the show and a guy who I think of as a friend, and that's my buddy Mike Miller. Welcome to the show, John.
Hi, Carl. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Now, before we start talking about some of these strategies and the things that we were discussing, I want people to understand who you are, first of all. Give us a little background, where you got started, and some of the achievements that you've had on a personal level as well.
Well, you know, I basically started as an athlete through high school and of course, moved into powerlifting, and I've won a number of world championships and set some world records in powerlifting as well, kind of like what Mike has done. Always fought and been involved in mixed martial arts and worked with law enforcement around the country, worked with military, including even some SEAL teams. I've been a MAC, martial arts council kickboxing, world champion in kickboxing also. Been involved in continuing education for 35 years now. I'm an actual professor for the International Sports Sciences Association, which is based out in California. We do certifications for CFT, sports conditioning stuff, and about 12 different types of certifications, but we're also a college of sports sciences. We are the only organization that has basically through the National Board of Education, indirectly, I guess it is, but we're the only one that's actually accredited by the National Board of Education, so it's pretty solid.
They used to advertise on my show. Clark Bartram cut the spots for the show. They used to advertise on Superhuman Radio, and we've even had Dr. Squad on the show.
Fred and Tom Fly, they're all really close friends of mine, and that whole group. But this accreditation just came down this year, which really set this organization apart from everybody else out there, obviously, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so now, but more importantly, you've worked with some world-class athletes. One name that I saw, which, like, I think everybody knows who Apollo Ono was.
Yeah, I've been training Apollo for about 5 years. I got about, right now, about 18 Olympic athletes. A number of winter guys that were getting ready. In fact, I have Liam Ortego in here right now from the long track team, but I've worked with him, Shawnee Davis, who anybody knows anything about long track is a legend in that sport as well. Powell, Allison Baber, Gideon Massey, who's a sprint cyclist, numerous guys. I've worked with a number of mixed martial artists. I do some stuff with quite a few of the guys from American Top Team in Florida. A bunch of the guys up here have been working with Mike regular as well. Boxers, I worked with Jamil McClain, Alex Zolkin, the big Russian heavyweight, done him for about 5 years. Ray Mercer, I did a program for We've done stuff, you know, as you know, with Holyfield, with Fred. Wayne Johnson had guys, three guys on contender shows, and Wayne finished in the final four, not this season, but the season prior to that. We fought up in Boston Garden. So I have a history with athletics as well as Division I college ball players, soccer players. I do all sports, swimming. One of my athletes just came out early for the draft and got drafted by the Eagles on Saturday, Lisa
wow.
McCoy. So, yeah, we have a wide span of athletes that we work with. You know.
Very exciting stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so it's clear that you have the ability to help athletes progress, to kind of hone their skills and allow them to be, you know, better athletes at whatever their chosen discipline is. And obviously there's got to be some things that bleed over from one to the other, and that's what we're going to be talking about in a moment. I'm curious, how's Mike doing?
Mike is doing phenomenal. We just did a workout. We have a sports-specific workout where we do everything 5 minutes, and that's in relationship to weights. And he did five different exercises for five straight minutes with decent workloads. And I like to do a little time under tension, just kind of like on the mat, where you can't release. You got to be constantly grinding.
Right.
And Mike's weighing in 250 right now and looks absolutely phenomenal. He's ripped.
Did you know, I wrote an article for him. We had him on the show when he announced that he was going into mixed martial arts. And I actually wrote a press release for him that made it up onto Sherdog. Am I saying that right? Sherdog or Sherdog?
Sherdog.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and which apparently is a mixed martial arts website. And it's got, I mean, literally thousands of views and comments and so on. And, you know, the big thing was that everybody was posting pictures of Mike up there when he was doing Highland Games stuff, and you know, he was like 400 pounds at that point in time, and everybody's going, oh, he's gonna gas and this and that, you know. And what people didn't realize about Mike is even at that weight he had insane cardiovascular conditioning.
Absolutely.
My curiosity is has a lot of his raw strength, which, you know, was one of his greatest assets, has a lot of his raw strength remained and translated over into his new discipline?
Well, that's what's going to make him such a dominant factor. Once he starts getting his skills, which he has, his skills have improved tremendously. But there's probably not another heavyweight out there that can match that pure power side of Mike. I mean, you take a guy that squatted 1,200 and benched 800, even if he falls 10 or 20% off of that, at the weight drop and the conditioning drop, it's still well beyond anybody he's going to run into. And it's one of the things that made me so good in fighting was my pure power. And, you know, of course, I was benching in the mid-sixes at one time and then squatted 9 in my career. And that's a drop in the bucket to where Mike is.
Right.
And I was fighting heavyweight. And I just can't imagine, as his skills improve, he's just going to be just an incredible force to deal with out there.
But now he's down to 250, but I know that he's ripped. I saw him at the Arnold, and he looks, I mean, it's just like, it's like a different person. I mean, it doesn't even look like Mike anymore. I mean, first of all, the guy is immensely handsome. He's got amazing eyes, and he's just a good-looking guy. And now he's like ripped to shreds on top of it. Now, at 250, do you know how heavy Brock Lesnar was when he fought Randy Couture?
I think Brock was right around that same weight, just a little bit more than that. He weighed in at the 250 mark, but he probably came into the fight actually weighing like 60, I believe.
How do they do that? How do they drop 10 pounds the day before and then put it on in one day? How do they do that?
It's all hydration.
That's all it is, huh?
Hydration. Yeah, you know, a little potassium, magnesium. You suck it out in a sauna, and then you rehydrate, you know, using a mineral base. And, of course, one of the biggest tricks is adding a little Pedialyte, you know, into that rehydration factor. And then another thing you do is a product called glycerol.
Glycerol, right.
Yeah, well, glycerol, you add that into your water when you're rehydrating, and you'll rehydrate like crazy. I mean, it'll just pack the hydration.
You
right
want to hear something funny about? Want to hear something about glycerol? Mm-hmm. I can't use it. It makes my throat tickle. It's the weirdest feeling. If I have a product, I can tell you if a product has glycerol in it as a sweetener or as a you know, they use glycerol to increase tongue feel, like when they replace fat, sometimes they use glycerol. if I eat something with glycerol, I get this tickling sensation in at the back of my throat and in my tongue. That just the weirdest feeling, and I'll look on the label. I'll go, damn, there's glycerol in here. I don't know what it is. I guess it's maybe allergic reaction or something. I don't know.
Got to be some kind of reaction to the glucose factor.
I mean, it's the weirdest thing, but I didn't know that. So glycerol will help you uptake fluid faster, or make you.
Oh, that's one of the biggest things, biggest tricks I use with my athletes.
I mean, how much glycerol? Tigers. How much glycerol does it go by the weight, the body weight? How much glycerol you get?
Yeah, kind of, but you don't really need a lot. I mean, if you're putting a tablespoon of glycerol in 2 8 ounce glasses of or bottles of water, I mean, you got it covered.
Is that right?
Yeah, it doesn't take a lot. In fact, if you do too much, what it does, it will actually pull hydration from the brain into the muscle cells, and you'll actually get a little, believe it or not, brain dehydration.
Well, I was going to say,
won't function right. You won't think right.
You'll have like situational hypoglycemia.
Exactly.
This is really interesting. I never knew this. And so, If you use glycerol, will it also increase the subcutaneous water, or just only inside muscle?
Well, the nice thing about it, 80% of the water retention is going to be intercellular, not extracellular.
Okay.
Which is like incredible when it comes to performance and recovery and lactic thresholds and things like that.
Wow, that's insane.
But the thing is, you got to the right amount is perfect. Too much is just as bad as not having it at all.
That's amazing.
And the thing about that also, that product, if you've got kids, especially some high school kids or kids that are using creatine,
right?
No one should use creatine without including glycerol in their diet.
I'll be darned.
Because creatine is stored extracellularly in the cross fiber sections of the muscle, but it draws a tremendous amount of hydration in between them fiber cells, and if you're not hydrated enough, or you're not getting enough water, it'll take it intercellular to an extracellular phase, and you'll actually be kind of
bloated,
waterlogged, but dehydrated at a cellular level.
You know what's really interesting?
We'll fix that.
We got to take a break, but All American EFX is an advertiser on my show now, and I just thought of something. They have a product I want to call, you're supposed to use it post workout, and it's a creatine beta alanine, and it's got glycerol, as the fluid in it. And boy, so they're doing it. All right, listen, let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with John Schaefer about different types of training protocols, how to build better strength. And God, we're learning things we didn't even plan on here. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex. Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Science's Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get yours today and join the LG Sciences Uprising. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com, the best supplements in the universe, are at orbitnutrition.com. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise
wisechoicemedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement. Hey, did you know you could listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? Go to the BlackBerry store and download the Radio Bee app. Go to shoutcast.com and search for the Superhuman channel and get started today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is John Schaefer, elite athlete himself, and he trains elite athletes. And we're going to pick his brain today, see what we can learn. Hopefully, I'll be able to learn how to talk again. John, let me ask you a question. That's really something that's on my mind as well, just about how I feel lately. Where do you stand on the whole concept of overtraining? I mean, do you really think that overtraining is an issue, or do you think that it's much to do about nothing?
No, it's a huge issue. And I do a lot of European athletes as well. And they have a tendency to just be continuous overdoers, you know. And the whole idea of training is one thing. That's recovery and adaptation. Well, when you chronically never give that recovery and adaptation a place, instead of going forward and upward, you're taking backward steps. And eventually that chronic overdoing it catches up with you, okay? And if you look at it on a scale, so to speak, when I'm training, well, if I do something physiologically with my body, I should have an adaption period to adjust to that activity that I did. And then the scale should be like a ladder. I step up a rung. Then I stand still on a rung when I train, maybe drop back a rung, but then I recover to two rungs. And that progress should be continuous. I made a statement on ESPN one time. I said, you know, they were talking about this science I used to train my fighters. And, in fact, Discovery Channel did a show on the science that I used to train fighters, featuring me on that. But what happened was I made a statement that if I'm training an athlete, whether it be a fighter or any athlete, and I'm constantly striving to get them back to that same peak or to their peak, what they consider their best they can be, then myself as a strength and conditioning coach, I'm not really doing my job. Because if I'm doing my job correctly and I'm putting the whole package together, every time you see my athlete perform, there should be something better about him. He should be a little faster, a little stronger, a little more balanced, but something should be constantly improving. If I'm taking an athlete to the same position or the same place every time, then I'm not really a true strength and conditioning scientist. You know, I'm kind of a mechanical guy that's going by the book, and I don't know how to put it together to make him or to improve a guy, you know, from that point on. A lot of my athletes you see, like Apollo, and some of my world-class athletes, they've been with me 5 and 6 years. And the reason they're with me that long is because every year we do something better. We take the next step up. And a lot of that has to do, most of it has to do with recovery. But recovery is where all the work pays off. You know, it's not necessarily the training, even though the training is the first step in it. But the recovery is the second step. Without the recovery, the adaption isn't there, and the progress isn't made.
Okay, so, like, in the case of the average athlete, maybe not as elite level as, like, an Apollo Ono,
mm-hmm.
But a guy who comes to you and says, look, you know, I'm training. I want to get strong. I want to be a power lifter. How much time off do you recommend? And I understand that this is unique to each person. So it's not something you can just say blanket statement. Well, this is what you need to do.
Right.
But for instance, because I kind of get the feeling that most of us, including myself, I toe the line with overtraining quite often. Like right now, today, I feel terrible. I have no real rhyme or reason for feeling terrible. I'm trying to blame it on the food that I ate yesterday. But the reality is I think that I've been training too hard for too many days and felt great all the way up through yesterday, but today it kind of hit me. I just feel washed out. Mm-hmm. I feel fatigued. And I'm thinking, gee, you know what? I should have taken more time off in between heavy training sessions. So how frequently do you take off? What's the sign?
One of the biggest cardinal sins in any kind of training, I don't care if it's weight training, sports-specific training, is not applying or utilizing the application of what they call the GAS principle. The GAS principle is the general adaptation syndrome. And what that states is simply this. When you train at high intensity or high volume, the next series of things you do must be at low intensity or no volume. So it must follow by high, medium, low, or high, nothing, medium, low, you know, and it goes according to the individual. What we find ourselves doing is we go in and we pound, and we do the, you know, kind of really, if we want to get somewhere, we think the harder we train, the more consistently harder we train, the better we're going to get. And that could be further from the truth. It's training smart that gets you and improves you. By changing your volumes and your intensities consistently, letting the adaptation process take place. Now, general rule of thumb, you know, obviously, when it comes to time off, it depends on the activity or weight training, the volume and intensity, but of course, the larger muscle groups need longer to recover. The smaller muscle groups will recover faster.
Right.
So basically what I'm saying is if you're utilizing exercises that involve the legs, you're going to need more time in between to recover from that. Sometimes, before I would squat, I'd take anywhere from 14 to 21 days off from squatting before a contest, where I could get away with 7 to 10 days in the bench press. Now, here's the other factor. When you say that,
I'm thinking to myself, yeah, but I've always thought that your strength starts to decline pretty quickly when you start taking off for those durations of time.
Yeah, usually you'll find, did you ever lift and then take a vacation and then actually get 2 weeks back in the gym and all of a sudden you were stronger? I'm sure most of your experience.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
You know. The thing is, what happens is first thing that happens when you stop lifting is total recovery takes place. Now, that total recovery and adaptation, depending on the size of the muscle and a lot of other factors, takes so long. And then you got pretty much a grace period, a 7 to 10 day grace period with white fiber and intermediate fiber types. Now, a red fiber type, someone who's like an endurance guy, now they can train hard more often because they don't have near the micro trauma in the tissue from their activity, so they recover faster. But again, predominant fiber type plays a role in that. Diet, nutrition, lifestyle, the job you do for a living. There's so many cofactors, the environment you live in. And that's why it's such an individual thing to dial yourself into.
If you're going through a divorce.
Hey, you know what? People laugh at that, but they don't realize that one of the byproducts of stress is cortisol release.
Right.
And of course, the more cortisol, obviously, the more damage to the tissue.
Oh, I know. I'm living it. I know.
And that's a thing within itself.
Well, here,
dealing with stress.
Critique this. This is the new routine I've been playing around with. And then I know that I've got myself into trouble with it now. I would go in, okay, let's say Monday. Monday, I go in and I train back. And I always open up with very heavy deadlifts and then move on to very, very heavy rowing movements. And the whole session is heavy, with reps never getting above 8, okay? And most of the real heavy stuff I'm doing for triples and doubles, and that's it. Okay, then the next day is my off day, but what I consider an off day is I go to the gym, I do 10 to 15 minutes of very, very mild cardio on an elliptical machine, and then I go and I hit my back again, but this time with lightweight. Like I'll go to a hammer strength machine, I'll put two plates on each side, and I'll do rowing movements for 30 or 40 reps, like more like a cardiovascular session than an actual resistance session. But let's face it, there is resistance involved. Mm-hmm. And then the next day I'll go in and I'll train chest real heavy. So my days off really aren't days off per se. Right. They're just lighter days, if you will. And now right. I feel like I've hit the wall. I feel like today I just feel, all I can say is I feel washed out. I feel like I'm not, I know I'm hypoglycemic today. I can tell because I know the symptoms for myself of hypoglycemia. I get this kind of funny sensation in my body where I feel like, you know, I'm all,
Well, here's the problem. Here's the thing that we forget, you know, this is a metabolic thing as well as a physiological thing to just the muscle tissue. You not only have to deal with the muscle regeneration or the microtrauma regeneration, and of course the nutrition factors and everything else that goes along with that, but there's also, you know, when you're training the way you're training and not getting enough rest in between and you're constantly training different body parts, there's also organ function, digestive system, hormonal system, adrenals. There's the liver and kidney function.
Thyroid.
Remember, whenever you create trauma to tissue, there's free radicals and toxins that the rest of your body's got to deal with. So you think, okay, well, I'm not working that body part, but I'm going to go hit another body part, and you're not really taking a break for total recovery. You still are building up with free radicals and toxins, and you're starting to burden your internal organs just as the same as the muscle. So, you know, that stuff needs to recover, too, not to mention the nervous system. You know, the nervous system needs to regenerate and recover as well.
Yeah.
You know, so there is where you do need days off, period.
Well, I'm taking the next couple of days off at least, I'm thinking, you know.
Now, here's the other thing. Did you ever notice that your deadlift, it seems like every second or third week your deadlift's good again.
Right.
And then you just can't get it back until that second or third week.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, that's why I started using that conjugated method. I thought, well, I'm not going to deadlift every week. I'm going to try to do, you know, good mornings.
First of all, you got to understand why that's happening. And this is why when you talk about biomechanics and leverages, when you're a sports science guy, that they're so critically important to do the isolation and do the movements correctly without putting too much shear force on joint structures, ligament, tendon, and connective tissue. What happens in your deadlift, it's chronically a connective tissue exercise as much as a muscle exercise. People don't realize it because of the way you create leverages off joint structures to do a deadlift. And that means that you're putting a burden and a taxation on your ligament, your tendon, your connective tissue. Now, the muscle belly will regenerate and recover 8 to 10 times faster than connective tissue. So even though your muscles feel good, the links, the connective tissue are not recovered. And that's why you can never get good deadlift works out, you know, week after week, that it takes that much longer. Like, why? Well, you know, my other lifts will recover in a week and I do okay. But things where you're using leverage off joint structures, they won't work that way.
Interesting.
Because the connective tissue and the ligament tendon takes longer to recover, much longer to recover.
Very interesting. And so the bottom line is, I mean, I always do this. I feel like I can look at times in my life where I've done this before, where I've just started to overtrain again. And it's like I always hit the wall. And you're right. Learning how to train smart is not as easy as it sounds.
Very complicated.
Yeah, it is. Listen, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the importance of isolation movements when you train some of your athletes. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with John Schaefer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Science's Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get yours today and join the LG Sciences uprising. Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. Have you been on superhumanradio.com lately? Lots of free supplements, great information, and older episodes of Superhuman Radio are all available. Go to superhumanradio.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun.
Just want to remind everybody that you can get lots of free stuff over at Superhuman Radio.
It makes me want to
get free samples of Concrete, free samples of Gamma O, free samples of Drive, pre-workout supplement, free samples of Ibunex, which is a topical ibuprofen product. Every powerlifter could use that one. Just go to superhumanradio.com, look at the on the bottom of the homepage where it says free stuff, and you can click the links. The manufacturers send it directly to you. You never pay for shipping and handling when you get something for free on Superhuman Radio. My guest today is John Schaefer. He is an elite athlete, and he trains elite athletes. And we're talking about, we're just talking about strength and conditioning right now. We're just letting it go where it goes. Hey, John, I got an email from a listener actually a few days ago asking me to do a show talking about the importance, or even if isolation movements are important, or why not just focus on multi-joint movements exclusively. Do you use isolation movements with guys like Apollo?
The only time we do, honestly, and let me lead into this a little differently. The problem with isolation movements, okay, and basically the biggest problem with isolation movements, is you have to be extremely careful not to create imbalances. And basically what I'm talking about imbalances, and I'm talking about an imbalance between the agonist and the antagonist. The muscle that resists the movement and the muscle that creates the movement. This basically isolation movements with athletes is kind of a cardinal sin, you know, for performance, because you can get in trouble in a real hurry. If you're bodybuilding and you're doing products, you know, something in that nature, then isolation movements are something that it goes with the program, so to speak.
Right.
But, I mean, synergy in complex movements is critical. And the rule of thumb, and I'll just give you a general rule of thumb, isolation movements are usually done with low to moderate intensity, and all, and you would never do high intensity, you know, high volume, high or heavy weight workloads on isolation movements because of the risk of creating serious imbalances, you know.
Yeah, so it sounds like isolation movements really are much better for the aesthetic, when the goal is aesthetics and you're trying
absolutely.
To, you know. But when it's, when it comes to strength, it probably is not necessary and actually can get you into trouble.
It can actually get you into trouble if you're not really careful with what you do, you know, because the body has a way of creating natural leverages that compensate for strength of different muscle groups. And to determine the percentage of that leverage and the actual strength of that muscle group so it synergizes with the opposing muscle group is something that you need to be a physicist to try even dial into.
Right.
So as a rule of thumb, when we're training our athletes, we're very, very careful on doing any kind of isolation stuff. Mostly everything we do is more complex. Compound movements.
Now Apollo Ono, I mean, is he still competing on an Olympic level?
Oh yeah, we're getting ready for Vancouver right now. Yeah.
How much does he weigh?
Well, right now I have him at about 150. Our goal for Vancouver is we want to drop another 4 or 5 pounds because here's the situation where he probably had Apollo is definitely the strongest speed skater in the world. Leg strength-wise,
right.
The guy's amazing. If you see some of the workouts and the workloads we do, it would blow your mind. But the thing is, when it comes to weight, it's physics. And most of the top competition, especially the Koreans who are, you know, our biggest competition, these guys are coming in there at 115 to 130 pounds.
Right.
So that resistance of that blade on the ice with that extra 20 pounds, 30 pounds, is huge. So we got to... We make up for it in tremendous strength and power, but it's really critical that we get our weight at the right place.
Does he squat?
Yes, we do.
So, because he's got amazing quads.
Oh, you have no idea. The guy will do a one-legged leg presses for reps with 800 pounds.
Oh, come on.
Seriously.
A 45-degree leg press machine?
Yes.
Oh, one-legged. My God. Now, you know what? The reason that I find that so amazing is because of the importance of the hip girdle in leg pressing. I mean, if anybody's ever tried doing single leg presses, it doesn't translate to half the weight that you can press with two legs.
Right, exactly. Well, what you got to understand, when I train my athletes, you know, and the squat, I love the squats. The squats is a base exercise that we do, but, you know, we don't skate on both legs at the same time. You know, we're
right.
Kicking. We don't run on both legs at the same time. So, you know, we do a lot of bilateral movements rather than unilateral movements.
Right.
And I do that with all my athletes. Even though we'll use a bilateral, or a unilateral as a base, you know, like a squat, and a bilateral was, you know, individual leg movements. We focus a lot on that type of thing. And then, obviously, different attributes are worked different ways. You know, time, believe it or not, time has a direct relationship to the effect that you're going to get out of the muscle group or the desired goal that you want to get out of that muscle group.
Explain that. What do you mean?
Well, a lot of people think that they can increase their speed through doing, say, eight squats. When in reality, anything longer than about 10 seconds, because, you know, there's two different things between strength and speed and power. You understand that, right? You know, I can take a guy and he can squat 1,200 pounds and squeeze that thing out. And he can have the slowest 40 in the world. He might have the fastest first step,
right?
But have the slowest 40 in the world,
right?
And what happens after you get past about 10 seconds of a particular activity, you're starting to get into a muscle endurance type thing already, rather than a neurological thing. See, because you really got to be careful when you're working with athletes to get a nice balance between neurological recruitment and just pure hypertrophy from, you know, making a muscle bigger and stronger.
Right.
For example, when I'm working with, like some of my fighters, I worked with Kermit Citron, who was an IPA, you know, world champion in WBO. The worst thing I want to do is lift, you know, for size or lift for hypertrophy. You know, we lift neurological with guys that are limited in weight classes. How do I get them really, really strong and lighter? I get them really, really strong and lighter by recruiting more muscle into the act not making bigger muscle.
Gotcha. Yeah, right. And that's when anytime you see some of the smaller power lifters, I mean, there's a guy, I can't think of his name. I wish I could think of his name. He's an African-American lifter from Indiana. And I want to say he was 178 pounds or 187 pounds. He came down here to Louisville for one of the Kentucky Muscle shows. And I was reffing a powerlifting competition. I was one of the, what do they call them? I can't even think today. Judges, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm telling you, I don't feel good today. Anyway, and this guy came down. He pulled a 700-pound deadlift at 187 pounds. And I watched, it looked like a flashbulb going off in his back. I could see the muscles rippling in his back. The bottom line was he recruited so much muscle in his back that it was like, it was unbelievable. And then when I think about, you know, I think about myself, I think about other lifters, and I think, you know, most of us are probably recruiting maybe 40% of the muscle at any given time in a lift. But these guys who are much more neurologically adapted and efficient, they recruit a greater degree of muscle. They're 10 times stronger with much smaller body weights.
Exactly. And that's the key to athleticism. You know that. I mean, if you're going to work speed, you better be working recruitment. If you want to work power, you better be working recruitment.
So what kind of strategies do you use when you want to work recruitment in somebody?
Well, it's application of, I keep things under 10 seconds in application, and we do a lot of workload under 10 seconds. It can be anything from static holds. I trained Anthony Clark for years, bless his soul, when he was alive. We were very, very good friends, and this was back in the day before nobody was doing what Anthony was doing. And I used to have him do just in his bench. He'd hold 1,000 pounds at arm's length for 10 seconds, and then we'd hold 800 pounds, you know, about 6 inches off the chest. No movement. We didn't create a movement on, because you don't want heavy eccentric movements, because you're actually tearing the muscle apart,
right?
And creating too much microtrauma, and you'll eventually overtrain with that. Now when I do my speed people, like when I want to get somebody's 40 time down, or I want to get their hand speed up, I use kinetic energy type things. And what I mean, not motion kinetic energy, I'll use things like elastic bands and hold certain contact positions in a static position for 10 seconds, you know, and then release, and then you'll do 3 or 4 sets of that. And what it does is you've got tension constant being pulled against that group, and by the end of 10 seconds, you're firing motor units like crazy, you know. And we have a number of things that we do to create that neural response. And there's just hand-eye coordination things, eye-feet coordination things, that once you wake it up, to teach the body to kick it in, so to speak.
Well, let's talk about statics for a second, because I've always suspected that statics are very underestimated in their potential to not only build muscle size, but actually increase new nerve pathways into the muscle. Because I read one time that when you're holding something in a static position, and then your muscle starts to waver, it starts to oscillate, okay? And you have that vibration where your arms are like shivering almost, right? Someone once told me that that's actually, when it starts to shiver like that, that's actually new nerves firing that did not fire initially, but now they're coming to the rescue of the muscle because the muscle's about to fail.
That's absolutely correct if you're doing it correctly. Absolutely.
Okay. And so once you, and it's kind of like once you wake that nerve up and you recruit it and you do it often enough, it then becomes part of the initial recruitment group, as opposed to, well, call me when you need me. I'm going to be sitting back here for a while.
That, yeah, correct. That's exactly right. And it's there. And it's, as, you know, speed is as much a mental thing as it is a physical thing once you create the neural response, you know, by having that, central and peripheral nervous system respond in a way that it recruits, and it comes from a brain impulse, you know, through the central and peripheral nervous system.
What would you do for a static for a guy who is deadlifting? Would you just have him pull the bar up and just hold it there? Just in, you know, traps locked in, everything all locked in?
Well, I like to use kinetic energy, man. I shouldn't give all my secrets away.
Okay.
Right?
Well, don't.
But I would have truck inner tubes. Okay, and I would put them around the bottom of a cage, and attach them to the bar, and then put a certain workload on the bar, but make sure that they're short enough that you get that kinetic energy pulling down against that sticking area, and then nerves will just ignite. You know, your sticking point will disappear in a matter of a week to 2 weeks maximum.
Wow, that's great. That's a great idea.
I
really.
Yeah, I mean it's crazy stuff.
But you know what? I just you know, so you're one of those unique guys who you're kind of a master of kinesiology. You can see what you want to do, and then you have a vast knowledge of you know, Tina, all I need to do is get this to happen. Oh, I know what I could use. You know, inner tubes. It's like.
Well, you know what happened? I'll give you an example. Wayne Johnson. Last year we were on the contender, and we made the Final Four, and we fought Solomon up in the Boston Garden. And I said, Wayne, we got to get your hand speed a little bit quicker. So we started incorporating this concept, right? And so we did this about 3 weeks, and he calls me, because Wayne is in New Jersey, and of course I'm in the Reading, Pennsylvania area. And he calls me up and says, John, I got to do something with my feet. He said, what's wrong? I said, my hands got so fast, my feet can't keep up with them. So, of course, we can incorporate that with
that's
feet
funny.
As well.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right, listen, cool. John, let's take our last commercial break, and then we'll wrap up and we'll close the show, and we'll tell people how they can learn more about you and go to your website and all that sort of stuff. Stay
okay.
tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
I'm in love with you, but the vibe is wrong, and it haunted me all the way home.
Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now.
A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitrix EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
A company committed to truth in advertising. To science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitrix EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games, we just help you win them.
Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Sciences Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get your today and join the LG Sciences uprising.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Tune into the Superhuman Channel 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and listen to classic episodes of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Listen Now button.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with John Schaefer, elite athlete and trainer of elite athletes. So there you go. Who said those who can't teach? Right, John?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, you're a really intriguing guy. I mean, we're going to have you on the show more often because you've got a vast amount of knowledge that we haven't even thought of to discuss in some areas that I'm a big believer in. Have you ever read any of the works of David Hawkins?
David Hawkins.
Talk to David Hawkins. He's the guy who came up with the whole idea of intention, how intention builds strength and the whole vibrations and all that sort of stuff. I mean, he was one of the early guys who actually did neuromuscular tests on individuals and created a scale to grade that, you know, if you're operating your life in the ego, so to speak, you know, where you're driven by your own small goals, you can only be so strong, literally physically strong. And then, but when you move to a more altruistic nature, you know, when it's more about, you know, universal truths and so forth, you can be stronger. And that's why a lot of these athletes who put their faith in God, you know, faith has a profound effect on strength.
No question.
So, you know, and I know you and I have talked about some of these things off the air, and we're going to delve into that a little deeper on another show. But, yeah, David Hawkins, he's got some amazing works out there, if you ever pick up any of his books.
I'm big time in dabbling in energy pathways, cellular vibrations, and that's a whole other thing. It's just amazing.
I know.
Amazing.
And a lot of people feel that, gee, that's really, you know, esoteric and, kind of like, you know, there's really no proof and all that sort of stuff, but there's lots of good science out there as it relates to vibrations. And if you don't think vibration, I mean, think about vibrations, oscillations, think about RF, think about radio frequencies.
Absolutely.
You know, you're sitting right now in a bath of radio frequencies. You can't feel them, but they are causing your body to react a certain way. If you don't believe that, look at your microwave.
And how do you believe your cell phone works?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, it's there's no doubt about it that it's happening. But anyway, so give my listeners your website.
My website is winningfactor.com. So it's like winning, winningfactor.com. I have numerous programs on there. They're about 200 to 300 pages long, including nutrition, concepts, everything you can imagine, everything you completely need. There's boxing, mixed martial arts. I got a very successful weight management program, police, law enforcement, firefighters, pretty much just, I got something for everybody that I developed over the years in areas that I've already worked in.
Were you ever in law enforcement? I know Mike was.
Yes, I was.
Ah, okay. Did you meet him on the force by any chance?
No, I haven't. Okay. I had met Mike through basically powerlifting and then I had met him, hadn't seen him for a long time. And, I was training a lot of guys in powerlifting, coming out of that circuit myself. And I kind of rekindled our meeting a few months ago, and said, "Mike, come on down." I said, "I think I can help you." He was stuck, having trouble losing that last 50 pounds or so, and I said, "I can get that 50 pounds off you and put more muscle on while we do it."
And he told me, and you did it like in no time. How long did it take to lose the 50 pounds?
I think we were somewhere in the 8 to 10 week period.
Yeah, I know, it's amazing.
Yeah. What we do is pretty crazy. I mean, because we utilize all technologies, you know, whether it be nutrition, the vibrational technologies, truly science-based programs, you know, based on the gas principle, and we have a tremendous success. See, the thing is about being a strength and conditioning guy, you know, everybody says to me, how can you be so successful at all these different sports? Because a true strength and conditioning scientist He doesn't need to know how to do the sport. I don't need to know the skills. I need to know the attributes.
Right.
Once I understand the attributes of any sport, I can build a program that'll blow your socks off.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was saying before. They all bleed into each other because at the base, you want the same
anaerobic
thing.
Anaerobic or aerobic.
Yeah, there you go.
And somewhere within that capacity, yeah.
You think it's important for the average person to really have a healthy balance between the anaerobic and aerobic?
Well, it depends on their goal. You know, because do you want to be honest? Do you want me to be totally honest
with
this?
Yeah, always.
If I'm an anaerobic athlete, and I'm a conditioned anaerobic athlete, and I'm conditioned anaerobically, and you know, there's three phases of anaerobic conditioning, and that's your limit strength, obviously your anaerobic endurance, and of course your mass side of the anaerobic threshold. Where there's only one phase of aerobic conditioning, and it's either better or better aerobically or better aerobically. There's not the phases that there are in anaerobic.
Right.
But an anaerobic conditioned athlete that trains strictly anaerobically is in every bit as good a condition and shape for what they do as any well-conditioned aerobic athlete in the world. You know, from a general health aspect to any aspect that you want to cover. As a well-conditioned anaerobic athlete, I can't do what a well-conditioned aerobic athlete can do, but he can't do what I can do either. We're two different animals, you know. We're two different breeds of dog.
But cardiovascular
is as healthy as that dog.
But
you know?
Cardiovascularly, and I've always believed this too, that individuals who focus on resistance training can be as cardiovascularly adapted as those who focus on aerobic training.
Well, that's a true statement. That is absolutely the truth. And to take it one step further. And a lot of people will argue with this, but bring it on. You know, I'll prove you wrong every day of the week. We'll bring our athletes in and we'll put it together. There's very little, if any, advantage to doing a lot of aerobic activity if you're an anaerobic athlete to make your make you a better anaerobic athlete.
Right.
Just the opposite will usually happen.
Right. You get weaker.
Exactly.
And that's why, personally, I never do anything more than 20 minutes of aerobic exercise. And really, it's usually 10 minutes because what I get, when I finish training, I'm huffing and puffing. So what's the difference?
Yes.
You know, my heart is beating. My vasculature is expanded. I'm getting all the benefits of if I blasted for an hour, except my knees aren't hurting.
Well, no, we'll do, I'll do an anaerobic activity like people think is aerobic, but it's not. In other words, we'll do intervals, but my intervals are either going to be, you know, 5 rotations, 10 rotations, and I may take, like some of my long track guys, up to 20 rotations. And them rotations are going to be like a 40-second pace, 20-second sprint, 40-second pace, 20-second sprint. And then what that means is I might, for example, I'll use a treadmill because it's easy to understand. I might take an athlete and I might do a level four, or speed 5 on the treadmill for 40 seconds, bounce them up to 7. You know, for 20 seconds.
Right.
Then bring them back to 5 for 40, take them up to 8. Bring them back to 5, take them up to 9. And then I might take and I might increase the pace. For example, if I got a guy like one of my skaters that needs to keep up, that is off his pace, he can't keep up with the faster guys on the general lap times, then what I'll do is I'll start increasing his pace so his pace is consistently harder and stronger and then do the sprints off of that pace. And I'll get his lap times just as quick as the quickest guy.
Yeah. Hey, John, we're come to the end of the show. Give your website one more time.
It's winningfactor.com.
Winningfactor, and that's singular, factor, right?
Factor, yeah.
All right, winningfactor.com. Check out John's website. We're going to have him on the show more. So if you have any questions that you want him to answer next time he's on the show, email those to onair@superhumanradio.com, and I'll do my best to get him to answer them. John, thanks for making time for us today.
It's my pleasure, Carl. Anytime.
And we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Okay, take care.
All right, thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll have another show for you tomorrow, and hopefully I'll feel better because I'm taking off. Bye.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.